10 years after his death, the anniversary is this coming Saturday, the name Joe Strummer still resonates with musicians and fans around the world. Strummer fronted what is label dubbed the only band that matters, The Clash. Strummer sang lead and wrote most of the songs, songs spiked with pointed criticisms of authority and injustice. Tom Vitale reports on Strummer's influence.
Joe Strummer's topical songs, written 3 decades ago, continue to resonate. The Clash's biggest single, released in 1982, could have been about last week's news from Syria. In Rock the Casbah, a Middle Eastern sharif or king orders his air force to bomb his own subjects who are rebelling. Like the best Clash records, Rock the Casbah manages to be a protest song and a pop song at the same time.
There's a warmth to the Clash's music, which I think is part of their great appeal.
Chris Salovich is the author of a 600-page biography called Redemption Song, The Ballad of Joe Strummer.
There's actually great melodies, and there's a great immediacy about it, combined with Joe's lyrics. You know, people talk about the Clash as a political group. Now, I never saw the Clash as a political group. I saw them as a satirical group. Their function was really like the underground press used to be, you know, to point out and make fun, really, of institutions and authority.
In an interview not long before his death for the documentary West Way to the World, Strummer said much the same thing.
We didn't have any solution to the world's problems. I mean, we were trying to grope in a socialist way towards some future where the world might be less of a miserable place than it is, but we did try to put our minds and pose those sort of questions. Whatever good that use that was, we did try.
Joe Strummer was from a middle-class background. The son of a British diplomat, John Graham Mellor was born in Turkey in 1952. He changed his name to Joe Strummer when he was in his 20s as a joking reference to his self-taught guitar style. When he was 9 years old, his parents sent him to a London boarding school. There, Strummer said, he began to form his political opinions.
Authority is supposedly grounded in wisdom. But I could see from a very early age that authority was only a system of control. I quickly realized that you either became a power or you were crushed.
Strummer was sometimes criticized as an underclass wannabe. But biographer Chris Salovich says Strummer came by his beliefs honestly after dropping out of art school.
Then he becomes a squatter, squatting in unoccupied houses. And I think that's a kind of great leveler. It's a very democratic society. Everyone really is the same. And the reason they're the same is because they're having a really hard time. You know, they're reduced to the kind of real ocean floor of society.
The Clash's first single, White Riot, released in 1977, was a call to white youths to rise up in protest the way Strummer felt that black youths in the UK were already doing. Strummer's social consciousness continues to incite musicians, including Bruce Springsteen, Green Day, U2, and Jacob Dylan and the Wallflowers. The Hold Steady wrote a tribute to Joe Strummer in a song called Constructive Summer.
The Clash was, they seemed like real people and they were a band for the people, and I hope that that's what we convey as well.
Tad Kubler is the lead guitarist for the Hold Steady. Kubler says what inspires him in the music of the Clash is the beat.
The great thing about Joe Strummer is he had a real signature style, not just of playing, but the physical element of it too, you know, with his left foot always going, you know, it was always moving, and it was really, his sense of tempo meter was phenomenal. And that's why you get songs like London Calling and the dun, 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 dun. If you look at him, that's not what he's playing on guitar, that's what he's doing with his body.
London Calling through the faraway towns, now war is declared and battle come down.
The message behind London Calling echoes today's concerns over global warming just as much as it did in 1979 when it was written following the Three Mile Island nuclear accident.
The sun's zooming in, engines stop running, the wheat is going thick, a nuclear error, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning.
In 1999, Strummer told NPR he just wrote what he had to.
My face is buried deep in the mud. You know, I can't see the trees or the wood or the valley or the hills. You can only follow what's on your mind. In fact, a song is something you write because you can't sleep unless you write it.
Joe Strummer continued losing sleep and writing songs about things he cared about until he died suddenly of an undiagnosed heart defect on December 22, 2002. He was just 50 years old. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green.